This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Second hour of four, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Our own Chris Russell is at training camp today. He'll give us the latest from Richmond a couple different times over the next 3 hours. Casey Stern of MLB Network Radio at 11:30 on what the Nats will do at the trade deadline coming up about 25 minutes out. When I get into what Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe said about the team coming to the Commonwealth and building a stadium in Virginia in a couple of minutes. Real quick, though. So I left the Nats Youth Academy with you at 2 o'clock on Friday.
And thanks to them, by the way, and the Nationals one more time. If you didn't hear that, grantanddanny.com. We had awesome interviews with Anthony Rendon, Max Scherzer, and Matt Wieters at the same time. It was almost like interviewing a married couple, the pitcher-catcher relationship. It was really, really neat. Brian Goodwin sat down with us. It was awesome. Really, really fun day.
Yeah, grantanddanny.com/audio for the easy clickable links when we're done today to those segments and those interviews. So that was a fun day. But at 2, when we left, I don't know if you remember the last thing I said to you, but I said, I'm hoping to be in Philly by 5 o'clock.
You did say that, and I said, probably not, but good luck.
So I get in my car. I pick up the fiance, and I punch in the GPS, the address in Philadelphia. And at that time, it was about 2:20. It told me that it was going to get me, it being the GPS, to Philly by 7:05. Now, remember, I had tickets to the Phillies game. Wanted to check into my hotel, which was north of the city.
North.
7:05. That was before Friday night traffic had really started. So this is not going to change as the weather is getting worse and it's raining all over the East Coast. This was only going to get worse. Have you ever had a time where the GPS said it's going to take really long and then it just drops by 43 minutes because something good happened?
Absolutely. I have had that. And I'm those are the greatest.
That's never happened to me.
Those are the best feelings.
The only thing that ever happens is that the GPS says, actually, it's going to take 25 minutes longer. So I said, wait a second. In D.C. I was already in bumper-to-bumper traffic over near New York Avenue. I thought, this is terrible. 5 hours on a Friday night in the rain, in traffic, missing the game we have tickets for. So we're close enough to Union Station. Why don't we just drive over there and take the Amtrak?
Okay.
So we did that. Thought it was a brilliant idea.
Power move.
Great move, except that we had a delay, for whatever reason, to start 40 minutes or so before we left. Then we sat on the track for a while before we left even longer. Then we broke down twice on the way. So we ended up still taking about 4.5 hours to get to Philly.
When the Amtrak is right, there's very little that's better.
That was my return trip Sunday morning. That started at 8:56 and got me into D.C. by 10:30.
When that Amtrak goes wrong, when keeping it real goes wrong,
yes.
And just the no explanation, you're either going 6 miles an hour, just like you could get out and run faster, and there's no good explanation about, we have to replace the engine. Not my problem. Please get me to where I'm supposed to go.
Brought my luggage to the Phillies game. I had to go find my dad's SUV in the parking lot with his keys hitting panic because they'd already parked and they were in the game already.
Oh, that's a wild time.
So I'm like taking my suitcases all around Citizens Bank Ballpark.
Oh, man.
Throw my suitcases in his trunk when I finally find his car in a lot, which it was poorly described to me. So I get to the car, put the suitcases in, get into the game in time for like the bottom of the third inning. And the Phillies immediately start hitting a bunch of homers. They were just waiting for me. But what a crazy trip up to Philly. Philadelphia, not that far from here. Shouldn't take 5 hours to get there.
It should not, no matter how you go. If you were on a bike, it shouldn't take that long.
But it was one of those days where if I had gotten to a airport, somehow the flight would have taken off an hour late and then just circled above Philly for like 4 hours. Then we would have had to detour and land in Baltimore. And then it just was that kind of night. Nothing was going to work successfully. But I did get to Philly and eventually did enjoy the wedding. The Virginia governor, Terry McAuliffe. Virginia's doing great.
Virginia's doing great.
The greatest state in America. Here's a nice Commonwealth of Virginia.
You're going to see this team move to Virginia. So there's 6 months left in Terry McAuliffe's time in office. So he made his annual trip to Richmond for what is going to be his last handshake, hug, and kiss of Bruce Allen to try to get him to move the team to Virginia. McAuliffe met privately with Dan Snyder and a bunch of co-owners, stressing the ways Virginia makes the most sense to host the team's next stadium. Then he was on the sidelines on Thursday on day one of training camp with Bruce, walking up and down the field, just discussing not only football, but why Virginia is the place where the Redskins should be playing their home games when they decide to detonate FedEx Field, whenever that happens. Here's a quote from Terry McAuliffe. Spoke with the media after practice. "We've laid everything out and served it up beautifully," McAuliffe, the Democratic governor, said. "If they were smart and they really wanted to be Super Bowl champions, they would have that facility in Virginia." So somehow, coming to Virginia rather than staying in Maryland or in D.C. where the team won all of its championships, somehow being in Virginia would make them Super Bowl champions.
Well, I will say it is better to not be an hour and a half away from where you practice to have your games there.
Come to Virginia to do that.
It's my own feeling.
You could kick it like the Philadelphia Eagles do and have your training complex at your stadium.
Yep.
They could do that at FedEx. They could do that in Fort Washington over at National Harbor.
They could do that
site of RFK potentially.
Mm-hmm.
McAuliffe went on to enumerate, according to the Washington Post story written by Liz Clark, the number of ways in which he believed that a Virginia Redskins stadium made the most sense. A pitch he was fervently made several times now in public and in private settings. Terry McAuliffe actually makes some really good points that are hard to refute about Virginia as a home for the Redskins. Quote, "The players all live in Virginia."
Yes.
True. "A majority of the season ticket holders are Virginians."
65%, I believe, of season ticket holders.
True.
Mm-hmm.
"The merchandise sales, the majority are purchased by Virginians." True. "Their headquarters are in Virginia in Ashburn. So you look at all these assets and a booming population of 8.5 million people. He went on to talk about, and this is what's going to get you excited, Danny, if I may. McAuliffe pivoted to the latest method of financing massive NFL projects in which a stadium is part of a vast retail, shopping, and hotel complex, by relying on development funds, in addition to considerable tax breaks, to foot the bill, listen, Danny,
mm-hmm.
rather than taxpayers.
Oh.
This is the new stadium that's planned for the Rams and Chargers in Los Angeles. This is how they're doing their stadium at Hollywood Park. It's the prototype. Essentially, you're building everything up around the stadium. You guys all combine together to pay it, and then the taxpayers don't have to. Quote, "You need an area with a big enough landmass to do this, like they're doing in L.A. They're basically building a new city around the football stadium. A project of that scale is not possible in D.C. geographically. Maryland, according to McAuliffe, already has the Baltimore Ravens. So he comes back to Virginia as the one place where you can get this done correctly." From Liz's story, "I feel very good that in the future you're going to see this team move to Virginia," McAuliffe said, adding that Northern Virginia had many building sites, including one near Dulles Airport, along Metro's Silver Line. Metro's in play.
That's part of it. So there's a lot of factors here to consider. I was a political science major at the George Washington University. And one of the things about when there's two political parties, when there's two sides to an argument, right? The way to get the most people is to come closest to the center without going over to the opposite side. So you think of an old Wild Wild West town.
Which is interesting, by the way, because that's the opposite of what's happening right now.
This is interesting. So if an old Wild West town that's basically one strip, one street was the town, you wouldn't put your general store at the far end of the town on either end. You put your general store right in the middle, and everybody that's to the right is going to go to the one general store. Everybody that's to the left is going to go to the other. The two general stores are basically right next to each other. It's how gas stations are. It's how a million things happen, right? The same thing would apply here when you talk about where the team should move. You already have 65% of the fan base as Northern Virginia residents in some capacity. They're making the trip to Maryland. You see, they're not going to stop making the trip if it's in Virginia.
Right.
The other side is, of the remainder, whether it's D.C. residents or Maryland residents, you're basically saying, we're going to just allow Baltimore, the Ravens, to take over Maryland and not have a Maryland presence anymore.
Not necessarily. If the Virginia fans make the trip, why wouldn't the Maryland fans?
Because it's now close to them. It's easy for Maryland fans to get to the stadium in Maryland.
But my point is,
would
the Virginia fans still do it. They did it in D.C. They did it there. And how many, here's what you can't account for, Virginia fans don't make the trip that would. If you moved it out to Loudoun County, how much of Leesburg, of Percival, of those other areas even further out?
Not disputing that part.
Now do you add?
But if you're the Redskins, you may not care about that. You may say, well, it'll be better because we'll have those guys that you're talking about. If they're not willing to give up the Maryland portion of the fan base, that's a sticking point. If they are, if they don't care, if they're just willing to cede it to the Ravens or not cater to that group anymore, then this decision could happen. But
see,
I think that's a bigger sticking point than people think.
Giving up the Maryland, I don't
think
you're giving up Maryland. No, because it goes against the logic of that people in Virginia still make the trip to FedEx. I don't understand why people in Maryland wouldn't make the same trip out to Loudoun County.
Because in Maryland, it's easier. It's easier for Maryland folks to go into D.C., and that's maybe of convenience. If you do everything in Virginia, where right now it's the DMV for the Redskins, it's now all three have some sort of pull, with the district kind of in the middle, the team used to be there, et cetera. If the team goes out to Dulles, I don't know how many of these folks that live in points beyond in Maryland are going to say, you know what, I've got an easier team to go get now, easier team to root for or whatever
else. People could have said the same thing about Loudoun County people when they moved to FedEx Field.
Right.
And they just went there anyway.
And they didn't. And that's why people are so excited about Northern Virginia having the team, because of the Virginia fan base. They've made the trip. I think it's naive to assume that the Maryland folks will just continue to do it. They moved out there because the real estate was cheap and there was nothing around. And the folks that are in Maryland are like, okay, well, this is now easy for us. It's no longer going to be easy. I think you would lose a lot of them.
Okay, I don't. I disagree with you. We can open up the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines, 800-636-1067. You'd have a better stadium, an attraction, and a reason to drive there. You'd have a lot more around the stadium. There's nothing around FedEx Field right now. You can't even go eat at a cool bar or a restaurant before or after a Redskins game without driving 5 minutes away without traffic, which turns into 45 minutes on a game day, to get food. If they moved out to Loudoun County and had what Terry McAuliffe's talking about, your hotel, your restaurants, basically a little city right there, I don't know why somebody out in PG County who's a diehard Redskins fan who's been going to games for 20 years wouldn't make that trip out there. Because we still haven't accounted for the fact that the people in Virginia still do it. Why wouldn't the people in Maryland do it?
There's a team in Maryland.
Not a team that's their team, though. 800-636-1067 is the number. Also, not near them. It's closer to get to Loudoun County from FedEx Field than it is to get to the Ravens Stadium.
No, it isn't.
I think it is.
Much easier to go 295 north and you're there. To go to Loudoun County from PG County? Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
It definitely is. Whether it's geographically further, it's much simpler. You got to go around
D.C. You
ever
been on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway?
Sure. You got to go.
Not fun.
Beltway, Dulles Toll Road. You got to have a whole extra set of roads to get over there.
Well, maybe on a Sunday morning. Maybe on a Sunday morning without traffic. I don't know. But I know going from D.C. to Baltimore is the worst thing in the world. Right? Like after I get off, I don't go to Orioles games anymore because I can't get there in less than 2.5 hours from
there. That's true.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.